Venerable Religious and dear parishioners, on this last Sunday of May, I would like to speak about our Blessed Mother. I know often we speak of the Epistle and Gospel on Sundays, but this is the last Sunday of Our Lady's special month, and my hope and prayer is that you will keep growing in your love and your devotion to Our Lady. As I've mentioned before, one of the books you must read in your lifetime, and hopefully read repeatedly, is St. Louis Rita Montfort's True Devotion to Mary. And it is a marvelous exhortation to great devotion to Our Lady. As a matter of fact, St. Louis says or encourages you to aim for the highest form of devotion to Mary, which is to be totally consecrated to Jesus through Mary, where you turn everything over to her. And he calls it the perfect renewal of your baptismal vows. Remember, every one of you, by being baptized, is a slave of Christ. That's a phrase that St. Paul himself uses. And why do we want to be slaves of Jesus Christ? Because we do not want to be slaves of the devil. It's going to be one or the other. So why not renew our vows of baptism in which we renounced the devil, his pomps and works, through Mary's hands? It is indeed the perfect renewal of our baptismal vows. One of the points that St. Louis makes is that so many Catholics are forgetful of their baptismal vows, and so they do start following the devil. They do start, following the pomps and works of the devil. They're worldlings. They're not living up to their vows of baptism. So we have a most great help through our Blessed Mother to be faithful to Jesus Christ. Yes, that word slavery is fraught with great problems. When we look at the historical happenings of slavery, we realize how many people have been terribly enslaved. And even St. Louis is aware of this. He lived at the beginning of the 1700s, and the slave trade was going on very strongly, but fortunately, forces were beginning to really work for the abolition of the slave trade. One of the great abolitionists in England was William Wilberforce, a member of Parliament who worked unceasingly to go up against all the vested power interests that wanted to profit off of slaves, that wanted to use them for the back-breaking work, especially in the New World. And so St. Louis recognized the problem with so many people suffering through slavery. So he says, if we choose to not use the word slave, use the word child. Through total consecration to Jesus through Mary, we emphasize that we want to be completely dependent upon Jesus and Mary, as a child is on parents. So, great, wonderful exhortations. It's very logical what St. Louis points out. It's not, of course, mandatory that people take the act of total consecration to Jesus through Mary. But you cannot get to heaven without a great devotion to Our Lady. So you at least have to have that devotion, that love. She is the co-redemptrix and the mediatrix of all graces. That's Catholic doctrine. All graces which Jesus earned through his redemptive work, he's given to Our Lady to distribute. As St. Louis says repeatedly, God did not need Our Lady, but he chose to use her. And if God chose that, who are we to not acknowledge that and honor that? Our Lord could have redeemed us without our Blessed Mother, but he chose to involve her. He asked her to stand at the foot of the cross. And so that is God's choice, which no man dare oppose or gainsay. So I would like to just read a short section here from St. Louis's work, True Devotion to Mary, and he lists some reasons why Our Lady has a greater role than ever before. He said it's true that at the beginning of Christianity, God did not want it that way. People had to have established that Jesus Christ is the purpose of the Catholic religion, you might say. It's about being Christian. And it will always be that way. But God wants Our Lady to have a greater role, especially in the latter times. And we're living in the latter times, my dear brethren. When we see the great falling away, there's no other way to view it this than the latter times. I'm not saying that the world will end next week or next month. I have no knowledge of that. But the signs are there that we are living in the latter times. So let's listen to St. Louis's list here of reasons why Our Lady will become more, her role will become more prevalent, more obvious. We will need her because God wants it this way. So again, listen to his reasons. God then wishes to reveal and make known Mary, the masterpiece of his hands in these latter times. By the way, even he thought he was in the latter times. And he was a priest from 1700 to his death in 1716. This is from Article 3, Providential Function of Mary in the Latter Times. So why does God want her to become more known? Number one, because she hid herself in this world and put herself lower than the dust by her profound humility. Having obtained from God and from his apostles and evangelists that she should not be made manifest. Remember, Our Lady's humility led her to say, to humble herself, to lower herself, even though she needed no humbling or lowering, really, when you think of how holy she was, but she had that humility. Number two, because she being the masterpiece of the hands of God, as well here below by grace as in heaven by glory, he wishes to be glorified and praised in her by those who are living upon the earth. Number three, as she is the dawn which precedes and reveals the Son of Justice, who is Jesus Christ, she must be seen and recognized in order that Jesus Christ may also be. Number four, being the way by which Jesus came to us the first time, she will also be the way by which he will come the second time, though not in the same manner. Number five, being the sure means and the straight and immaculate way to go to Jesus Christ and to find him perfectly, it is by her that the souls who are to shine forth, especially in sanctity, have to find our Lord. So St. Louis is commenting there on the fact that she's the surest way to Christ. Who knows Jesus better than his mother? Nobody. Other than God himself. She lived with him. She raised him. Not that he needed raising, but he allowed himself to be raised in his human nature by her. Who knows Jesus better than Mary? Nobody. So if you want to know Jesus, love and know his mother all the better. Sixth reason, Mary must shine forth more than ever in mercy and might and grace in these latter times, in mercy to bring back and lovingly receive the poor straight sinners who shall be converted and shall return to the Catholic Church, in might against the enemies of God, idolaters, schismatics, Mohammedans, Jews, and souls hardened in impiety, who shall rise in terrible revolt against God to seduce all those who shall be contrary to them. And finally, she must shine forth in grace in order to animate and sustain the valiant soldiers and faithful servants of Jesus Christ. And number seven, and lastly, Mary must be terrible to the devil and his crew as an army ranged in battle, principally in these latter times, because the devil, knowing that he has but little time and now less than ever to destroy souls, will every day redouble his efforts and his combats. Another point that St. Louis makes in his True Devotion is, the devil knows that he will be crushed by Our Lady. He knew that from the time that God promised the Redeemer after Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden and said, I will set up enmities between thee and the woman. And that verse, chapter 3, verse 15 of Genesis ends, she shall crush thy head. Be pretty awful being the devil, knowing that he's going to be crushed, but at the same time God allows him to triumph in the meantime. And so the devil knows this better than you and me, and he is working overtime to bring about as much evil and destruction of faith and morals as he can. But God, in his good time, will have Our Lady crush his head. And he would rather that God do that, because God is infinite. But God will have the humble handmaid crush him, which hurts his pride a lot more. So many, many reasons then for us to be more devoted to Our Lady. St. Louis says of Mary, there is never enough. How true it is. We can never honor Mary as much as her son Jesus has honored her. You need to grow in your devotion. And I hope you will be inspired, if you have not done so already, to the act of total consecration to Jesus through Mary. It will uplift you, help you, and spiritually liberate you in a unique way. You can't go wrong loving Our Lady, imitating her. You know, it's interesting that St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, be imitators of me. Wow, that's pretty singular, isn't it? Imitate me. Why? Because I am a follower of Christ. So if St. Paul could say, imitate me, wouldn't Our Lady say this even far more than St. Paul ever could? Her holiness exceeds that of all the angels and saints. So if St. Paul could say, imitate me, for I am a follower of Christ, how much more should we listen to our Blessed Mother, who perfectly imitated Christ, say, be an imitator of me. She'll lead you to an ever closer union with her Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.